Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's June 23rd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 29th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene. Here's an interesting question. What is the official language of the Kingdom of God? Is it Latin, Arabic, or Hebrew? I'm sure our listeners would like to know.
Alora, let's try none of the above, because none of those languages are spoken in the Kingdom of God. We communicate in the Kingdom of God by thought. We don't use spoken word, and thought is translatable into any language, so everybody easily understands each other. There is, however, an official written language in the Kingdom of God, and that is Godic, the official language of Haven, which even the Spiritist Republic uses because it is so easy to use. It is one of the wonders of the olden times that this aspect of the Old One's ways still survives.
Incredible, Nazarene! Can you say something for us in Godic? I'm sure our listeners would like to hear a little of the old language.
I'll try, Alora. It's been a long time since I've spoken my native tongue, but perhaps a couple of common greetings. Jo Lusai Ver. Good morning, all. Jehovah good to all. These were a couple of the common greetings that people used when meeting each other. I can't think of much else right now, but that is a little bit of the old language.
Demetrius taught me a Godic phrase. It used to be on their currency, as In God We Trust is on American currency. It was La'asa ila na'a, which means trust not evil. I always thought that was a very good slogan. He taught me some other Godic, too. We were trying to make a dictionary, but it's just too difficult, because Godic is so different from English. No synonyms.
That's trust evil, not Alora. I don't know why humans always do that. They always reverse that part. And I'm glad you used the lowercase meaning and not the uppercase. You must someday complete that dictionary. You must find an expert in English to help you do it.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus is fighting for Ellsworth. For more details, go to voicesfromspirit.com/ellsworth.htm.
We're back! Nazarene, this might be a silly question, but why are the gates of heaven sometimes called the Golden Gate and other times called the Pearly Gate? Just my curiosity.
Certainly an interesting curiosity, Alora. The main gates of heaven, the Eastern Gates, are called the Golden and the Pearly Gates because they are golden and they are pearly. The gates themselves are made of gold, and the entranceway, the greeting areas, are inlaid with mother of pearl. They are very, very beautiful. If people are, you know, scared when they are entering heaven, this seems to calm them, seeing this beautiful area where they are greeted by their loved ones and make their denouncements and enter into the Kingdom of God. The Western Gate is the Silver Gate, and it is inlaid with ivory. This is where all the visitors enter into the Kingdom of God and receive their temporary crown so they can go around and visit any part of the Kingdom of God, and then they return the crowns when they leave. The Southern Gate, the Bronze Gate, is the gate where people go to and fro on missions to Earth, return and report what they have done, and then go to their other duties. The Northern Gate, the Iron Gate, is the darkest gate in heaven. It is iron and bare stone, and this is where people are ejected from the Kingdom of God when they are found unworthy. It is a part of the gate system of the Kingdom of God that is not very beloved and not spoken of much. But each individual gate is described by its particular function and its look. The Pearly Gates, the Golden Gates, are just that. They are the welcoming place to heaven.
Nazarene, can't people just teleport themselves into the Kingdom of God?
No, Alora. There are psychic barriers to prevent them from doing that. Once inside the Kingdom of God, though, they can move freely.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic. That must be really beautiful. I wish everybody could see it.
So do I, Alora.
We'll be back again.